Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on being lenient and being soft when a person is dealing and doing business deals, and where a person is battling, person is finding it difficult to repay, then if a person is in a position to give a discount, he should give a discount. If he is in a position to give him extra time, he should give him extra time. And if he is in a position to wipe the whole amount off, then this is also from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A person should have this in mind, that if I'm showing some leniency to this person, there is hope that Allah Pak will show leniency to me on the day of Qiyamah. So this is how we should treat the person that is owing us money. We should treat him with leniency, we should treat him with respect. Not that the person is a very, very hard businessman, shrewd businessman. Somebody is owing him money, and that person is frightened, he's going to sleep at night, thinking to himself, what's going to happen if this check bounces? What's going to happen if I'm unable to make this payment? So the whole night he's staying awake. He's worried whether he might lose his house, he might lose his car, he might lose his job because of this person that he's owing money to. So he's so afraid. This is not the style of a Muslim. A Muslim is such that the people that are dealing with him know that they can talk to him. They've got a problem, they can approach him and explain to them the problem, and they know that he will accommodate them in whichever way he can accommodate them. This is from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there is a hadith now we'll do. The hadith is very short here in this kitab, but I'll explain a little bit about the background of this hadith. And Jabirin radiallahu anhu, and the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ishtara minhu ba'iran, fawazana lahu farujah. As Jabir radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased a camel from him. He then weighed the amount to pay him, and he gave extra. This comes in Muttafaqun Ali, Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. This riwayat comes. Actually, what had happened, there was a battle by the name of Dhat al-Riqa', and when they were returning from this battle, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu's camel was moving very slow. So it was going very, very slow. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had prodded that camel, had incited it to move fast. So now, can you imagine, rahmatul lil alameen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how excited that camel must have got. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prodding it to move fast. So that animal started moving very fast after that. That animal got also so happy by the Mubarak prodding of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that animal now was moving the fastest. It had so much of energy, it was moving so well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, that may I buy this camel from you? So Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu said, now he was so happy that he was moving so well, he was thinking to himself, and this animal is moving so well, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to buy it from me. So he said, okay, I'll sell it to you, but just allow me to ride on this camel from here till we reach Madinah Sharif, because this is my transport to get back. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, no problem. Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This teaches us so many things from this hadith, that sometimes we want to do somebody a favor, but we do it in a different way. So that person also, he feels as though that you haven't done him this extra favor. At that time he feels you haven't done him this extra favor. So he feels happy that he is doing something for you. You make that person also feel good. But meanwhile you want to do something for him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, can I buy this animal from you? It was moving so well, moving so nice. He said, no problem. Please allow me to ride from here to Madinah Sharif on this animal. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, no problem, you can use it. So when he reached Madinah Sharif, now Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu had come from wherever he came from, home, wherever he was. After that, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to deliver this camel that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had purchased from him. So, yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what this hadith is saying, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased a camel from him. He then weighed the amount. They would pay those days in silver, or they would pay in gold. They would weigh to see what the weight of the silver is, what the weight of the gold is, and accordingly they would give. So he is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he weighed the amount to pay him and he gave a little bit extra. Teaching us that when we're paying also, we must pay nicely. When it becomes interest is at the time of the sale, at the time of the purchase and the sale, a person makes a condition that if you pay late, then you pay extra. If that condition was made, now to pay extra because of paying late becomes interest. But if that condition wasn't made, and a person at the time of paying now wants to give extra from his side, then there is no problem. This won't be regarded as interest. So long as this hasn't become a custom, an open custom, where person is paying late and automatically he's giving extra. No. This is whether he's paying on time or whether he happens to pay even 1 or 2 days late, but it wasn't a precondition that at the time of sale, that if you pay late, then you'll pay extra. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he paid him and he paid him extra. And then thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, that after Nabi sallam paid for it, everything, he told Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, I'm giving this a camel to you as a gift. So what Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, he got his camel back also, plus he got the money. So this is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made him feel so nice that he was thinking that he's selling this camel to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he came to deliver, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to him as a gift. Plus he had got money also from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift. This was the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abi Safwan Suwayd ibn Qais radiallahu anhu qala, جلبت أنا ومخرم العبدي بزا من هجر. هذا سفنان ابن سويد ابن قيس هذا أبو سفوان سويد ابن قيس رضي الله عنه says that I and مخرم العبدي, myself and him, we had imported fabric from Hajar. So even in that time they were doing the importing business. So he said we had imported fabric from Hajar. Hajar is a town in Yemen. So both of us, we had imported some fabric from Yemen. فجاءنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فساومنا بسراويل. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us and he discussed the price of a trouser. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to buy a trouser. So he came there and he was discussing the price with it, finding out the price, what is the price, the discussion that would normally take when you want to buy something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to discuss the price of the trouser. Then he goes on to say, وَعِنْدِي وَزَّانٌ يَزِنُ بِالْأَجْرِ. He said, I had one person that would weigh. He would weigh the amount of payment that people would give. And in those days, as I mentioned, the traders would keep somebody like that. This person, how he would move around to the market and he'll ask people, that, do you require my services? Then he will stay by that trader, that businessman for the day, or for those hours, or for that time that he needs him. He will stay there. When people come to pay, they'll come by this person and he'll weigh for them that, okay, the payment is right. And now the trader will take that amount. So he's saying, I had this person who would weigh, call a wazan, person who would weigh the amount that is being paid. And then he would weigh the amount of payment that would come. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِلْوَزَّانِ. So now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to pay for the trouser that he had purchased, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that person that was weighing, that person that was doing the job of weighing the amount, he told him, zin warjih, that what you do is you weigh and you give little bit extra. Teaching us also that when we're paying also, pay nicely. Don't be the one that you always want to take something out of the person. Sometimes you'll find, unfortunately, even in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, those traders also, they're looking forward. Some people are battling, they're genuinely battling, they're looking forward for a person or customers to come, and then you'll come a person coming. Not only there, other places of the world, you see people that are poor, they're battling to make the sale, and people want to drop the price right down. Next to nothing, they want to take it. Now the person is forced that he must sell it. And yet when he's doing business back at home and he's selling things, then he wants the best price. But when time comes to pay and to take an item, he wants to hear again, he wants to squeeze that person. He doesn't want that person to make. So a Muslim's heart is such. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he tell this person when he came to pay? He says, zin warjih, that weigh and give a little bit extra also. This is the spirit of a Muslim. Never mind, you take a little bit extra. How nice that person would feel. That this is the price that I asked for, but I got more than my price. How nice he will feel. This must be our general take. It doesn't have to be so much more, but a little bit more, so you know you gave in full. And even when it comes to weighing and giving the subject matter of sale, the person weighs and he gives extra. His example is selling potatoes. Instead of giving exactly 1 kilo, he gives 1 kilo and maybe 10 grams more, 15 grams more, 100 grams more, no problem. But so long as he's giving extra and he's not giving less, then on the day of Qiyamah, this will be a person who had fulfilled his promise of the deal, his pact and his side of the deal. This person would have fulfilled it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so beautiful. In the way he did business, in the way he traded, in the way he moved with Sahaba. Can you imagine here he's discussing the payment price as though he was a normal person. Not that he came there and automatically he demanded or he expected that this price must be right down. He traded with the people, he dealt with them, he moved with them. He did everything with Sahaba. So he was a person that was a people's person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make us like that. One masla we learn from this hadith is that it is comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we see, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had purchased a pants, a formal pants like how we would wear, not a formal pants, but a pants normally that how sewn around the two legs, a trouser like this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had purchased, but there isn't any riwayat that shows that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had worn a pants. Other ulama of the opinion that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had purchased a pants, like how this hadith, a trouser, like how this hadith is saying, then he would have worn it. The fact that he purchased it means he would have worn it. However, the hadith itself tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had purchased a trouser. There is no hadith that shows that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had worn a trouser. So this, under this hadith, this discussion comes about whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore a trouser or not. But what is the preferred view is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had purchased it, but there is no hadith to show that he had worn it. Nevertheless, it is permissible to wear it, and also it is something that a person should ensure that when he is wearing, then the correct length of the trouser should also be maintained. It shouldn't be so low that it goes below the ankles, and it shouldn't be so high that it comes above the knees. Ideally, it should be somewhere between the two. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.